Sorry. The Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota tells us, Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. In the beginning, we're just going to do three or four Gemaras, just that we know the basic Gemaras here. We know the playing field. The Gemara tells us in Sota, Amar Rabbi Chiyah bar Rabbi Chanina, Mai dechsiv acharei Hashem elokeichem teleichu. Pasuk says in Devarim that a person should follow after Hashem. What does that mean? You're supposed to walk after Hashem. You're supposed to. How can you walk after the Shechina? The Gemara asks. Doesn't the Chumash say in Veschanon that Hashem is an ish ochla? He's an all-consuming fire. How can you possibly think that you can physically walk after Hashem? Ella, the Gemara says, this is one of those habaminas that's really not really taken very seriously. It's just to set up for us the Gemara. Ella lalach achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point is that you're supposed to follow in the path of Hashem. Mahu malbish arumim? Tachsiv vayas Hashem alakim la'odam u'rishko k'sonis orbi al bishem? Af atah al bish arumim. Just like Hashem provided clothing for people, so too you have a mitzvah to provide clothing for people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits sick people. Tachsiv vayar elov vayiro elov Hashem elonei mamrei? Af ata biker cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nicham avelim. This Gemara Sota Yudalit is the famous source in Shas for the concept of Balach the Bedracha, right? Mahu af ata, that we have a chiyav imitati odei, a requirement to imitate the ways of God, imitate the ways of Hashem. We look to see what Hashem does, and that clues us in on how we're supposed to be acting. And the Gemara highlights what, as one of the things that Hashem does, Hashem is Mevaker Cholam. What's the source? Avraham Avinu. We know that Avraham Avinu received the Bris Milah. We now know that that separated him from some of his contemporaries, and that was something that he had to overcome. But Avraham Avinu received the Bris Milah, and Hashem came to visit him. Interestingly, what day did Hashem come to visit him? The third day. Which is interesting. Why didn't he visit him the first day, the second day? Perhaps the pain is the worst on the third day. So Hashem came to visit Avraham Avinu. What was that?
Also by Shechem.
Yom HaShlishi, right. That's when they attacked, because they knew that was the day that they would be suffering the most. So we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he came to visit Avraham Avinu, and this perhaps would be a source, perhaps, based on this Gemara, would we say that Biker Cholim is a mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? Perhaps it's a d'oraisa, as we see that Hashem visited, and the Gemara quotes that as a mucker, but not really as a mucker that we have a chiyuv to be mevaker cholim, as Biker Cholim. Where's the chiyuv coming from in this Gemara? This is not a mucker to do Biker Cholim. In fact, the Chumash does. The Gemara does. The Pasuk doesn't even say the Lashon Sivor that you should be Mevaker Cholim. What does it say? It informs us that Hashem was Mevaker Cholim. And then because of Alach the Bedrachov, we would have a Chiyav to be Mevaker Cholim. But this is not necessarily a source that we have a Chiyav to be Mevaker Cholim in the Oraisa. Or at least not as a mitzvah, not in the category of Biker Cholim. Not necessarily as the category of Biker Cholim. If you had to put a title on what mitzvah you. You see someone on the way to be Mevaker Cholim, and he says to you, what mitzvah are you going to be Mekayim? And you're a lamdan. You're not going to just say, oh, I'm doing a nice mitzvah, I'm doing a nice thing. What mitzvah are you being Mekayim? So based on this Gemara, you would say, there's no source that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. In fact, of Biker Cholim, in fact, Malbish Arumim, what are some of the other things here? Nicham Avelim, those would also be just other kiyumim, other ways to Mekayim the mitzvah of Alach Medracha. You wouldn't necessarily say that there's a separate mitzvah of Biker Cholim.
Is that listed in the, like, the Rambam's, do they count Halach B'Drach as a mitzvah?
Yes.
Is that 1613?
Yes. It's one of the mitzvahs. Yes.
Certainly.
Oh, so we're going to have to see.
You me, though. But, I mean, a lot.
What? Mahu Afata. Mahu Afata. But as you see from this Gemara, that the primary source for the mitzvah of Halach B'Drach is not about midos. What's it about? It's about Nicham Avelim. It's about Malbish Arumim, it's about Biker Cholim. That's the primary source for the mitzvah of Halach B'Drachah. Then we get into, we have another source in the Medrash of Mahu Racham Afata Racham, Mahu Chanun Afata Chanun. And that's what you're talking about, that it's talking about Mizah. Okay, let's keep going. Next we get to the Gemara, our Gemara in Bavutsiyah, Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Vodat Elohim. The pasuk here, Vodat Elohim is Aderech Asher Yalchu Ba. Besamayist Asher Yasun. Anybody know what the context of that pasuk is in the Torah? I think you're talking about the pasuk by Abraham. That's Kiyadati, right? Basos Chesed Mishpat. Vehodat Elohem, you should teach them Es Haderech Yelchu Ba Es HaMaisa Asher Yasun. Pasuk is regarding Yisro. When Yisro, I believe, Dan's going to check for us right now. When Yisro is giving advice. Oh, good. Yeah, we're going actually. Can I look at that? Yeah. When Yisro is giving advice,
that's the full pasuk.
Oh, excellent. See, and with Nikudos, to make sure I'm pronouncing all the words properly. So, what's going on here? The Gemara tells us, or the pasuk tells us, that Yisro was giving advice to Moshe Rabbeinu of what he should, what midos he should instill in Klal Yisrael. Yeah? What midos they should instill. And the pasuk says, Vodat Elohem Zebes Chayehem. Rashi says, teach them a skill, teach them a trade so that they can provide for themselves. Es Haderech Zug Milas Chasadim. Yelchu Zeb Biker Cholim. Ba Zog Fura. V'yesa Maisa Zadin Asher Yasun Zolifnim Mishuras Hadin. The pasuk here, Yisro told Moshe Rabbeinu, what midos should you instill in Klal Yisrael? One of those things that you should instill in Klal Yisrael is Yelchu, as Haderech Yelchu. Yelchu, the Gemara says, is a reference to Bikur Cholim. Yisro is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that what should he instill in Klal Yisrael? That they should do Bikur Cholim. And this Gemara is brought by many as a marker that there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa to do Bikur Cholim.
No, it's just a mido.
It's just a
mido.
Yisro advised it, right. So, but why was it recorded?
Saying, do a mido.
Why was it recorded in the Torah? Obviously, because the Torah.
The whole story of everyone is recorded in the Torah.
The whole story of everyone is recorded in the Torah?
Not all the things that they did were mitzvot. Yeah.
Oh, so
they were commanded to do were mitzvot.
Is that true?
Yeah, we don't have a chiv to sacrifice our sons.
That is correct. But this we're going to have to see. This is going to be a very big discussion. If the things that Klal Yisrael did kodem matan Torah, which don't have an explicit tzivoy, if those are things that we have a chiyuv to do, so we'll see. This is one Gemara that certainly links
to the Gemara.
Referring to
tzivoy
from
a Kadosh
Baruch Hu, not even a tzivoy from Yisro.
This is Yisro's advice to Moshe Rabbeinu.
From
okay, good. It's a good point. Let's keep going. Let's see. Next, we have the Gemara in Nedarim. Lama Testament Beis. Amar Reish Lakish. Remez lebikur cholim in HaTorah Minayim. Did you guys discuss that in Makos, what the Lashon of Remez is?
Yeah.
It says, Remez leidim zolim. There's a Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaShoreshim. Remember what the Shitos were? Obviously, what are the two sides? Whether it's D'oraisa or D'rabbanan. There's actually Maariz Chiyus here on this Gemara right here in Nedarim, who says that Remez refers to Halacha L'Moshe Misinah. Which is what? A din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? It's a din d'oraisa, that's right. Rambam and Hakdama and Perash and Mishnah. Getting a lot of commercials in for it. Amar Reish Lakish. Remez lebikur cholim in HaTorah Minayin. Where is there a hint to bikur cholim in the Torah? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Im kmos, let's see, Gavi. 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 I always have the thing. Gavi. Gavi didn't like the source from Yisro, the Seder. So we're going to see how he likes this one. What is the Gemara? Reish Lakish himself says there's a remez to bikur cholim in the Torah. Where is it? Pasuk says, "In kimos kol adam yamusun eile upkudos kol adam." What's this pasuk? Where's this pasuk coming up? It's in Korach. What? Who's talking here? This happens to be Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. But what does he say to Korach? He says, "All right, we'll have a little challenge here. We'll see if the people, if your followers, if they die in their beds at a ripe old age, like all other people die, upkudos kol adam with people visiting them." So then, fine, you're right. And if not, my mash, that's what Rabbi says, in Kumos Kodami Musan Eila Shein Cholim, and we tell him about Risasan, Uben Adam Mevakar Mosam. So then, Lo Hashem Shalachani. So then you know that I'm not really the chosen one from Hashem. So what do you see? Why is this possibly a source that you should do Bikur Cholim? You see that when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Korach, he said, well, if they die a natural death and they have people visiting them before they die, what do you see? That the Torah is telling us that what was the normal hanhag of Klal Yisrael at the time? That when somebody was sick, what was the normal course of events? So when someone was sick, people would come and visit them. Is this a marker that's D'oraisa?
No.
So this one's very interesting. This is a source that certainly tells us that the practice of Klal Yisrael was to visit people when they were sick. Does that necessarily mean it's a mitzvah? No, not necessarily. So we now have another pasuk that makes reference to Bikur Cholim, but doesn't necessarily, certainly not written in the Lashon of a Tzivur. And that's the question. Do these psukim together or independently, do they tell us that there's a chi of D'oraisa? We're going to do one more, and this one is not from this expression, but it's from next week's parsha. Ki yadativ, when Hashem is, I think it's not, is it this expression? I think it's next week's expression. Right here, no? When Hashem is, what's a good test? How good test? When Hashem is praising Avraham Avinu, I think it's Yud Ches Yud Tes. Maybe I'll actually read the whole pasuk.
Zion. Mm-hmm. I'll read it B'toch Aksav like I'm supposed to.
Yud Ches. Nope, I was getting it mixed up. Yud Ches Yud Tes. Famous pasuk. That's right. Famous pasuk. Hashem praises Avraham Avinu. What does he say? Ki yidativ l'mana sheyitzav es banav es beso achrov. V'shamru derech Hashem lasot stok u'mishpat. L'man hevi Hashem al Avram, eis asher diber alav. Art scroll. For I have loved him, because he commands his children and his household after him that they keep the way of Hashem, doing charity and justice, in order that Hashem might bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. This is where Hashem praises Avram for all of his great work on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So what does the Medrash say? What is the great praise here? That he did stucco mishpat? What does that mean? That he acted with righteousness? It's stuck in chumish. Stucka doesn't mean charity, I believe. In general, stucka means righteousness. Charity is a great form of righteousness. Tzedek, stucka. So what do we say? The Medrash says, oh, I did put it on your seat. Rav Yudin B'shem Rav Alexandri Zoh Huvriya V'Rabban Amri Zu Biker Cholim Zo Biker Cholim. That the pasuk here is praising Avraham Avinu for doing what? For doing Bikur Cholim. That pasuk in the Torah is praising Avram for the Bikur Cholim that he did. So let's just take a step back and just survey the history of Klal Yisrael with Bikur Cholim. Avram Avinu did Bikur Cholim. Yisro informs, and Hashem himself did Bikur Cholim back towards Avram Avinu. That's the Gemara and Sota. We've got the Medrash telling us that Avram did Bikur Cholim. We've got the Gemara and Sota and Daf Yudal that Hashem did Bikur Cholim towards Moshe Rabbeinu. We've got the Gemara and Bava Metzia that says that Yisro suggested, Avram, yes, that Yisro suggested to Moshe that you should be mechazik the Am, that they do Bikur Cholim. And we've got Moshe commenting to Korach, stating, just, you know, in passing, that Klal Yisrael's minog was to be mevaker Cholim. And this brings us to a very fascinating discussion about whether hanhagos that Klal Yisrael did. Klearly, that's what's going. Klearly, Klal Yisrael were being mevaker cholim. Does that necessarily translate into a tzivoy for us? You know, we're very locked into like, well, listen, there's a certain number of mitzvos, but mitzvos are positive things that bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in that sense, certainly it's something good to do. But is it one of the mitzvos? So, I saw brought down by Daniel Feldman. If you're familiar with Daniel Feldman from YU, right? That he quotes from the Sefer Nosson Pirio, which is with Nosson Gestenter, and he also quotes from the Sefer Tferes Tzion, Amachlokes, if Hanhagos of Klal Yisrael before the Torah was given, Hanhagos, not Sivuhim, things that Klal Yisrael did, whether they're mitzvos or not. Rav Nosson Gestenter, Lahoros Nosson, he wrote Shilas Jews Lahoros Nosson, he also has a Sefer Nosson Pirio on Chumash. So I think it's on Chumash. Maybe he might also have on Machlos. He might also have on the Sechtos. I think he also has on Chumash. He says in his Sefer that from the fact that the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael did it, Gabi, I'm not talking about if like you unearth some archaeology that shows us that Klal Yisrael had a certain hanhaga. If the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael had a certain hanhaga before Matan Torah, the Torah tells us that. And we have a bunch of sources for that. So that means that it's a mitzvah.
Who
is
that?
The Sefer Nassim period, Rav Nassim Gestenter. He's alive now, he lives in Bnei Brak. He wrote 8 or 9 volumes of Shaul and Shulos Horos Nassim. So he says that it's a mitzvah. In the other Sefer that Rav Feldman quoted, Faris Tzion, which I'm not sure who that is, and I'm not sure when it was written, he says something even more fascinating, that a hanhag of Klai Yisrael before is not a mitzvah. It's greater than a mitzvah. It's on a more exalted level. It's even before the mitzvahs. It's like Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. Before, right, like we know a famous discussion in the Rambam, that there are certain mitzvahs. The Rambam counts as a mitzvah believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam counts that actually as the first mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Bahag there, the Ramban brings it down in the Hasagos to the Ramban. The Bahag there argues with the Rambam and he says that it's not a mitzvah. So everyone says, what? It's not a mitzvah to believe in God? So what's the answer that everybody says? That there are certain mitzvahs, and the Rambam even has this category. There are certain mitzvahs that are foundational, they're meta-mitzvahs, they even come before the mitzvahs. The way that the Ramban, I believe, says it is that it's not shaykh to believe, it's not shaykh to have mitzvahs unless you first believe in the mitzvah. If you don't accept in the president, if you don't accept Congress's jurisdiction or their authority, so then the Constitution and all of the laws that come out of Congress are obviously a moot point. If you don't accept the authority of the Constitution and of Congress, so same thing here. There's no such thing as mitzvos without first believing in a mitzaveh, a creator or a commander who commands us mitzvos. I believe the Avnei Nezer says the same thing about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that we know that the Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokas about whether Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. The Ramban says that it's a mitzvah, that the Rambam left it out, the Ramban says. The Avnei Nezer, I believe, says, and it's a hard Avnei Nezer, there's lots of questions on this Avnei Nezer, but the Avnei Nezer says that this is a meta-mitzvah. Living in Eretz Yisrael is a meta-mitzvah. It's greater than the mitzvahs. It precedes the mitzvahs. So, in this Sefer, Tveris Tzion, at least the way that Rabbi Feldman reported it. He says that Pikach Olam is one of these meta mitzvahs. It's something that anything that Klai Yisrael did as a hanhaga before is a super mitzvah. It's interesting because that's not foundational in the same sense, and that's why it's probably just a loose muscle, Ramad Avadoma. It's not foundational in the sense of believing. You have to believe in God in order to be a Jew. You might have to live in Eretz Yisrael in order to live the Torah in its ideal sense. I don't know if Pikach Olam could put in that same category, but that's an interesting discussion. Lamaisa, somebody asked, I think Yonatan asked, well, what do the Monei HaMitzvos, you know, Tachlis, what do the Monei HaMitzvos say about this mitzvah? So, the Bahag in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, and the Smak in Mitzvah Mem Zayin, counted as a Mitzvah Dioraisa. They counted in their list of Tariag Mitzvos. Mitzvah Dioraisa, Levaker Cholim. Mitzvah Dioraisa, Levaker Cholim. But the Rambam writes, let me put this on here. The Rambam writes, yeah, take a look at the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth source. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Aleph, tells us, Mitzvahs Asay Shel Divrehem, Derabanan, Levaker Cholim, Lenachim, Avelim, Lotzi Ames, Machnes Hakala, Lulavos Haorchim, Ulis Asik Bechol Tzarche Akfura. All of these things are all a mitzvah Derabanan, right? So all of those psukim, we don't have such trouble with those psukim, because, first of all, what we're going to see in a second, let's skip to the end of the Rambam. Second to last line, last four words, Afaf Yishakal Mitzvos Elumi Devrehem, even though all of these mitzvos are only Derabanan, Harehem Bechlal, V'yahaf L'Reacha Kamocha. Kol Advar Ma'ashata Rotsa Shiasu Osam L'Chal Acher, Ase Ata Osam L'Achecha V'Toru Mitzvos. Ram says that even though they're Derabanan, they all fall under the rubric of V'yahaf L'Reacha Kamocha, Gemilas Chesadim.
He's saying that Gemara is in Smach, though, because the main Smach is that Pasuk.
What do you mean? Which Pasuk? Which Gemara?
Oh,
so those things, that Gemara, I think, is the least of our problems, because that Gemara, we could say that this Bikur Cholim is a key of the mitzvah d'oraisa v'alach t'b'drachav. That might still be true. But we want to know if Bikur Cholim is an independent mitzvah. Not if it's one way of many of following after the path of Hashem, but are you mekayim an independent mitzvah by being mevaker cholim? What would be an afkamina if Bikur Cholim is Dira'isa Dirabana? Okay, it's Dira'isa Dirabana. Oh, so that might be one afkamina. Oseg Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. The Prima Gadim is brought down in the Be'er Halacha in Mishnah Berurah. The Prima Gadim has a famous suffix. If you're being Oseg in a Mitzvah Dirabana, are you Patur from a Mitzvah Dira'isa? We know there's a concept of Oseg Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. you're being also a mitzvah d'rabbanan, are you patur from a mitzvah d'oraisa? If that side of the suffix is true, that you are not patur, that only when you're being osek in a mitzvah d'oraisa are you patur from another mitzvah d'oraisa. But if you're being osek in a mitzvah d'rabbanan, how can you be patur from a mitzvah d'oraisa? If that's true, so then that would be a major nafkamina for bikur cholim. If you're being mevaker cholim, and another mitzvah comes your way, you have a chavrusa, you're being mevaker cholim, you have a chavrusa, should you stop to go learn Torah? Well, Torah is actually a little bit complicated, because by Torah we have to get into the whole discussion of whether osek mitzvah applies at all by Torah, because of by mitzvahs that are iyach shalasa by the acherim.
Because every single second is a separate mitzvah, so you're never in the middle of the mitzvah.
Very nice. Okay, so that's a whole other discussion. Let's not say that. But let's say you're being in the middle of being mevaker cholim, and we already know that whose favorite mitzvah was lulav. Yeah, okay. Favorite mitzvah to shake the lulav. You missed out. You weren't there. You missed out.
Everyone around us is their favorite mitzvah.
So, we can't tell you. Listen, there's certain things.
I was fulfilling the stipler.
There's certain things.
I was fulfilling the stipler. I already knew the mussar.
I was fulfilling the mussar.
So, if you're being osek in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, are you pater from another mitzvah d'oraisa? Now, the truth is that this whole topic of the Prima Gadim is very hard. Because the Gemara is explicit in Sukkah that even Mochre Tfilin, which is certainly not a mitzvah d'oraisa, are pater from Kriya Shema, from all mitzvahs d'oraisa. And that is one of the Mekoros that the Gemara says there, for Osek mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. So there are Harbe Yesh Ladun on this suffix of the Prima Gadim. That could be one nafkamina. Other nafkaminas might be when we have situations of sveikos, if we go l'chomer or l'kula, if we have machloksim in the poskim, whether we go l'chomer, whether we go l'kula. This is an important discussion, whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan. I want to just add one other point, something that I saw brought down in the Sefer Yaakov D'Chai. He says something very fascinating also that has to do with Bava Metzia. We know that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Hashavas Aveda. And the Gemara learns that Hashavas Aveda doesn't only apply to the physical property of your chaver. What else does it apply to? It applies not only to things that he owns, but also to his life. And therefore, a person has a chiyuv to save other people's lives. There is a chiyuv to save another person's life. Somebody, what was that? Oh, you did this already. So what? Oh, Hashavas Nefasha. So what's the source? You have a chiyuv to be matzil another person. So why do we have to have a whole diyun here for 25 minutes if there's a mitzvah d'oraisa or not to mevaker cholim? Maybe if the Gemara is true that Bikur Cholim adds to a person's life, like the Gemara Nedarim says that when a person goes, he takes away a little bit of a person's sickness when a person visits somebody else. If Bikur Cholim, if not being Mevaker Cholim is Shvichas Damim and being Mevaker Cholim is helping a person heal, so why don't you just say that Bikur Cholim is the Chiyuv out of the fact that we have a Chiyuv of Hashav of being Matzil a person's life? That would be the flip side, right? That's not to help someone, but we have a positive chiyuv mitzvah to help someone, to save someone's life. So the Sefer Yaakov D'Chai, he says, you know what? You're right. If there's a chole, and let's just get this clear, if there's a chole who has nobody to take care of him, so it's pashit that you have a chiyuv to go and to check up on him and to take care of him, and that is mamish, right? You have an old, I have an uncle. A great uncle who is not married, lives by himself in Brooklyn. He's an older man. And when he's sick, it's mamish, a chiyuv, probably d'oraisa, forgetting getting into the discussion of Bikur Cholim, to go check on him and check up on him. Because if there's no one else to be metapel with his sickness, so then you have a chiyuv mid-d'oraisa to help him just because of Hatzalas Nefashos, to help give a person back their life, to help heal a person. Our whole discussion is going to be limited to when someone has a hospital staff taking care of him. And you are coming in order to be mevaker, to visit the person. That's going to be our whole discussion. But certainly if a person needs your help, so you have to go visit them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we got to get down to the meat and potatoes. Whether it's a d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Oh, actually, I could just add one very nice extra little point. Even according to the Rambam, who says that it's a mitzvah what? D'oraisa or d'rabbanan? D'rabbanan. But yet, what does he say at the end of the halacha? That it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Yaflarech Kamocha, which means that Bikur Cholim, according to the Rambam, is a fascinating fascinating thing. What is it? It's a chi of dirabanan, but when you're mekayim it, you're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. In other words, your obligation, according to the Rambam, to go visit someone may only be a dirabanan obligation. But when you do go and visit them, you're being mekayim a d'oraisa. Okay. So you're going to be, you're being fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa. So therefore, we have to realize that even according to the Rambam, that the chiyuv is only d'rabbanan, still the mitzvah is a kiyum d'oraisa, but it's a kiyum d'oraisa of the atzeres kamocha, not a kiyum d'oraisa of, if you were saying the l'shem yichud, of which mitzvah you wanted to be mekayim, so you're not being mekayim the mitzvah according to the Rambam, the mitzvah d'oraisa of bikur cholim, you're being mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of the atzeres kamocha. What is the gedder of the mitzvah? What does a person on the ma'aseh have to do? Good. So we're now going to go be mevaker cholim. Mitzvah d'oraisa. It reminds me, yotze, a mitzvah d'oraisa of bikur cholim. And according to the Rambam, to be yotze, to fulfill our chiyuv d'rabbanan of bikur cholim, and to be mekayim d'oraisa the mitzvah y'atzerech kamocha. What's the gedder of mitzvah? What do you have to do? The Gemara, do I have it on here? Yeah, very quick line here. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, later in the Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav, is discussing Hashem's visit to Avram. What does this mean at the heat of the day? He came lish'ol the Avraham. What does that mean, lish'ol? To inquire. What does that mean, to inquire? Beta. What do you think that means? To inquire. That Hashem came to inquire.
He wanted to find out his well-being.
Excellent. That's a great way to say it. To ask about his well-being. Hashem made the sun come out in its greatest heat in order to not be matriach Avram with Orchem. So if you were looking at the Gemara on Daf Pei Vav and Bava Metzia, the source for Bikur Cholim perhaps, or at least according to the Gemara in Sota, that Hashem is Mevaker Cholim, what would you say the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim requires you to do? Go ahead, you said it so nicely.
Find out how someone's doing at this time.
To inquire about someone's well-being. What's the mitzvah, according to the Gemara Bava Metzia of Bikur Cholim? To inquire about somebody's well-being.
Well, no, it sounds like there's even an additional, because Hashem, you know, brought the sun out. In other words, he pulled out all the stops.
Excellent.
Sure wasn't bothered.
That's an excellent point. We're going to get to that in a second. That's an excellent point. Ooh, yeah. Great ha'ara. Why would that be the mitzvah, to inquire about someone's well-being? What does that do?
Just takes their mind on the sickness.
Yeah. Takes their mind off the sickness. What else?
No, I take his mind on sickness.
On the sickness.
You're asking about.
Okay, so then why would that be a good thing to do?
It's a bad thing.
Oh, you're asking. You're saying why is that? Oh, you're saying it's a bad thing.
Misamayach then. People care about that.
I think it's selling out.
I think simply the main issue.
Show someone that someone cares about them. So what does that do? So what does that do?
Everyone say, all doctors say, my dad's a doctor.
Oh,
laughter.
See, first of all,
Simcha, laughter. See, laughter is the best medicine.
In the Sefer Olo Sefrayim, he says exactly that. I'll quote you what he says. He says that Bikur Cholim is l'smoach es achola, v'yitein simcha belibo, when he sees that he's choshev be'inei abrios, and he's misayim, v'hasimcha siba gedola lahakel alav chelyo. That simcha has a tremendous power to help lighten a person's sickness. Now, we are all children of the 21st century. So this is very like new age to say like this. But you see that already a long time ago, they were already tuned into the fact that positive energy, positive, you're a little surprised, but he's saying that's pshat in the Gemara. That positive attitude, positive energy is something that helps the person get better. And there's studies about putting flowers in the room and happy pictures, or keeping a person happy.
That's a real thing. You feel like the Gorilla.
Yes, there are plenty of studies that show that when a sick person is in an environment of upbeat optimism, it helps them get better. Which means that when you go and you're mevaker achola and you ask how they're doing, the point is not really to ask how they're doing. The point really is just to go and to schmooze with them, to show them, like, I care. I care about how you're doing. Not tell me the details of every single surgery that you've been going through, but tell me the details, not because I care about the details, but because I'm not even just coming and saying, hey, what's up, how are you feeling? All right, see you later. But, oh, no, what were they doing? Oh, how are you feeling today? How are you feeling yesterday? What procedures were they doing? It shows the person that you actually care about them. You were furthering, asking questions. Very fascinating. The Rush has a parish on the Chumash. He says, what happens if you go to be Mavakir Cholim and the Chola is sleeping? Are you kind of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim or not? You come into the room, and we, some of us may have that experience, unfortunately, if we know people who are very sick. So sometimes when you get to a person at the end of their sickness before they pass away, so they're not very responsive, and they may not even be aware of the fact that you're in the room. Are you Mekayim the mitzvah? So in that case, I'm not sure if the answer of the Rush is going to apply. But the Rush says that, of course you're Mekayim the mitzvah, because why? Because when the person wakes up, they're going to tell him, oh, you know, while you were sleeping, you know, Reuven came and visited you while you were sleeping. He's going to say, really, Reuven came and visited me? So first of all, you see that the Rush is understanding also that the yisod of the mitzvah, okay, that's always going to be true. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref the good machshavos to do the mitzvah. But here the Rush is saying that you're mekayim the mitzvah not just because you did it with machshava, you're actually befoal mekayim the mitzvah. Because when he asks afterward, when he wakes up and they tell him, oh, Reuven came and visited you, that's going to uplift his spirit. According to that second case, it might necessarily be true. What this means, the nafkamina for this understanding, is that first of all, if you are a chashiv person, if you're a popular person, so even more so you have a chiyuv to go. Because the more chashiv you are, the greater this person is going to feel when they find out that, wow, this person came and visited me. Right? So that's something that we just have to keep in mind, that this answer brings up. Well, I want to just, because we're running out of time, so I want to get to a few more things, and I'll take your question. The Gemara Nedarim, bottom of the page, also talks about Bikur Cholim, and says that what did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Chalbo Cholash, Nafak Achaz of Kahana, Rabbi Chalbo Boish, Rabbi Chalbo is sick, Lo Ika Dekarasi, and no one's coming to visit him. Wasn't there a famous Maisa? Rabbi Akiva had a Talmud who got sick. Lo nichnas to Chachamim Levakro. The Chachamim didn't come and visit him. But nichnas Rabbi Akiva Levakro. So Rabbi Akiva came and he visited him. And because he, what does that mean? Kivdo virivtso. He swept the floors. He straightened up the room. Chaya. The person got better and lived. Amarle, Rebbe, Hechisani, you saved me, he said. Yotchabikiu Vidarash, call me Shem of Akar Cholim, Kiilu Shofech Tamim. This is the Gemara that we started with. According to this Gemara in Nedarim, what is a person's chiyuv when he comes to Mevakar Cholim? To take care of the tzrachim, the needs of the Cholim. And as you pointed out, that could also be really an earlier Gemara, that he made sure that the sun wasn't there. He went all the way out. He made sure that all of the needs, you know, that people wouldn't be bothering him, all of the needs of the chol are being taken care of. Shita Megubetzes here says, Mikan, Shekol ha-holech levaker sechola, you have to be yored la'ayen b'inyan mitasor, is his bed comfortable? Is the place where he is it a good place? The Sefer of Chaim Pelagi, Tochachas Musa. So he says that's why the Gemara refers to Bikur Cholim from the word Yelchu. I remember the Gemara darshan different words. It said Yelchu zo Bikur Cholim. Why Yelchu? Walking? What does that have to do with Bikur Cholim? Especially you have to walk to get there. He says because the whole idea of it is not just to sit there and schmooze with him, but it's to walk around. To make sure he has things, maybe you have to run and get, right, they weren't necessarily in the hospital, maybe you have to run and get the doctor, maybe you have to go to the pharmacy and pick up medicine for him. All of this is part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, he says. And that's why the Gemara learned it out from the word Yelchu, to walk. Which means that if you're visiting, you have someone who's sick, and they need some Tylenol, they need Advil, that's a key of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Because Bikur Cholim doesn't necessarily only mean to visit him, but it means to investigate what's needed, and to take care of it. In fact, a footnote in a letter says that that's the lashon of bikur. Bikur doesn't mean to visit, he says. He says the word visit. Doesn't mean to visit. But bikores tia. Bikores is like an investigation. Bikur cholim doesn't mean to visit a sick person. It means to investigate what the chola needs. Does he need some medicine? Does he need a new doctor? The last gemara, the gemara later on, that same gemara in Nedarim, also says, the Gemara continues and says, that a chiyuv of a person when they're being mevaker cholim is to be mevakesh olav rachamim. Last line of the Gemara. That right in the middle, kol mevakesh cholim mevakesh olav rachamim. That a person has a chiyuv to be mevakesh rachamim when he comes to visit a person, which means that when you come to visit a sick person, part of the process of coming and doing bichulim is to come and to offer up a little prayer on behalf of the sick person. And many poskim say that this has to be done bifanav, in front of the sick person. That means when you go to visit someone, you go, first of all, so what do we see? From the Gemara in, where's our first Gemara? Gemara in, Bava Metzia, what do you have to do? You have to first say, nu, check after his well-being, how you doing? Number two, what do you have to do? You have to make sure all of his needs are taken care of. And number three, you have to offer up a little prayer when you leave. Say, okay, you're looking better, you look better than the last time I saw you, you should continue to go. Hashem should send you a refuah shalema. And that's what we say, refuah shalema. What we're really saying is, Hashem should give you refuah shalema, and we're trying to mekayim the chiyuv to be mevakesh rachamim for the cholim. Lechatchila, a person should really do all three of these things. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that without the last one, being Mevakesh Rachamim, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Avos Chesed says it's Bav Dafka, it doesn't mean you're not Yotzei, it means you're not Yotzei Legamre, you're not Yotzei completely. The source for this is a Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a person is not Mevakesh Rachamim, doesn't daven to Hashem, when he's in the presence of the Cholim, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So that certainly is the fundamental and ikar element of the mitzvah. But all three of these things, I think, are all part of the mitzvah. And if we think about all three of these things, we can, I think, come to a very clear gather of what the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is. The mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to help the person get better, to lessen his sickness. And we are required to do that on three levels. We do that on a physical level. And that is to check out that all of his tzrachim are being taken care of. His bed, check that he has his medication. That's on a physical level. You're helping him get better. Number two, on an emotional level, you're getting him, having him get better. You're being mesameach him. You're asking him how he's doing. And the third is on a spiritual level, you're making him get better. You're davening for him in his presence. You're davening to him, which certainly also will raise up his spirits. In his presence, you should, yes. Okay, you're probably Yotze if you don't do it, but many posts can say it has to be done in his presence.
It also gives him hope and joy.
What?
It also gives him a semech and gives him hope.
Right, I think it also uplifts him, right, that people are davening for him. So we see that the mitzvah is really to do what? To help him get better. That's really the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, to help him get better. Not just to visit. Help him get better. You help him get better physically. You make sure his medicines are there. You make sure that the bed is comfortable. Those are all things that are necessary for him to get better. You help him emotionally. You raise his spirits. And you help him spiritually. You daven for him. All three of these things are necessary components to help him get better.
Remember, the only thing you need really...
Hold on, but according to this, if this is really the yesod, then that means that these three things in the Gemara are really just examples. What's the real mitzvah? The mitzvah is not to be mevakesh rachamim. And the mitzvah is not to check after his tzrachim. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to assist a sick person in getting better. And we have three ways to do that. But certainly if you have other ways to do it, you might be chayav to do that also. I found in a sefer called Torah Samincha, which is the Talmud of the Rashba, Rav Yaakov Skili. Talmud of the Rashba. He says that part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is if you are a doctor, or you know something about his disease, to go and heal him, or to go speak with his doctors and confer with his doctors to make sure that he's getting the proper treatment. Where is that? There's no source in the Gemara for that. That you have a chiyuv to actually go and heal him? But it's the same exactly so, that the purpose of Bikur Cholim is to make someone get better. So, if you can heal him, so you should heal him. Rav Chaim Polaji in his Sefer there also says that part of the mitzvah, he says it might even be one of the ikkers of the mitzvah, is to have try to encourage him to be chozer b'tshuva. He actually says that in his city of Izmir, he says that there they have a takana that the chachamim used to go and visit people, and they would bring with them a piece of paper that the person had to read. It was a moda'a, a statement of tshuva that every chola would read when the rabbanim would come and visit him. And he says, l'chora, this is because part of the mitzvah is to get the person to be chozer b'tshuva. Part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to get the person to be chozer b'tshuva. And again, it's like you look at this, you're like, oh my gosh, five different shittos of what Bikur Cholam is. Right? And that's how I saw in a bunch of Sfarim that said, we have three different shittos of what Bikur Cholam is. Either it's to daven for him, or it's to take care of his needs, or it's to be misameachim. But it's not three different shittos. These are all different drachim. We just counted five. To be mekayim the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? It's not any of those things. The mitzvah is to help him get better. I know you have questions. I'm going to get ahead in a second, but I want to just end with one or two things. That is a very important halacha l'maisa question, which we're going to end with. And that is, can you be mekayim the mitzvah of, and we're now prepared to answer this question. Now you guys are ready to paskin on this question. Is a person mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam on the telephone? Can you go and call a person on the phone and be mevak and be mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam?
Yeah.
So l'choro, it would sound like, according to what we're saying, that a person can be mekayim the mitzvah on the telephone.
Except for davening in his presence.
So davening your presence, well, but on the phone, you could on the phone give a tefillah. Well, you're right, that's going to be a question. Does it have to mamish be in front of him?
No, you just say Rufu Shlema.
Well, it's better. Certainly, the more that you say, the better. Just like with anything.
The more you say, you just say Rufu Shlema.
Well, it's certainly better to give, to say, I'm going to say. You know, certainly, I've been by people where people have visited a sick person and said, before I leave, I just want to say a pickle of Tehillim for your Rufu Shlema. And he says it. That's even more. That's even better. Just like anything of these that we do more, the better. But on the telephone, should a person be able to be mekayim in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam on the telephone? Let's say you can't get there. Can you be mekayim in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam on the telephone?
Yeah.
So in terms of asking how he's doing, certainly you can do that. In terms of taking care of his tzrachim,
you could do a little bit. You could call the hospital.
Yeah, you find a little
call
bit.
Him, ask him,
right.
What measure.
You should know, I'll just point out, very interesting, in secular, in American culture, they say that patients who are visited get much better treatment by the hospital staff. Because when the hospital staff sees that this patient, oh, they have a cute little child, and they have a mother, and they have a brother, the nurses, the doctors, feel, they see the person more as a person than as a patient. So you should know that there are certainly milos to physically coming and visiting.
You have a private clinic.
Certainly milos. First of all, I think any of us know that if you're sick, and Rav Yaakovson calls you on the phone and asks how you're doing, you'd feel, wow, Rav Yaakovson came, called me on the phone. But if Rav Yaakovson showed up in the hospital, You'd feel even a greater feeling of uplifting, a feeling of I think on all of these levels, on all of the levels that we've discussed, certainly you're mekayim the mitzvah better by going and visiting the person physically. Hachra of Rov Poskim, of most major Poskim, is that you certainly are mekayim the mitzvah, maybe not, as we've seen through the sugya, now that we understand the shitas, certainly not on the same levels if you would go and visit him in person. But a person is mekayim the mitzvah. We should all be zocha, now that we know a little bit about the mitzvah, to take the opportunity and to be able to be mekayim this mitzvah d'oraisa. Certainly a kiyum d'oraisa of being mevakeh cholam. I'll just point out one very last thing, 5 seconds, is that if for some reason a person, let's say you're not mevakeh, let's say you forget to be mevakeh shrachamim, and maybe according to Shachrach, you weren't yotzi the mitzvah of bikur cholam, but l'chora you were still mekayim the mitzvah of minas chasad and v'yachtu l'recha kamocha. Right, all of these necessary requirements are probably only if you assume that there's an independent mitzvah d'oraisa of Bikur Cholam. These would be the requirements to fulfill that mitzvah. But kamilas chasadin and be'atul rechemochi you would fulfill in either, in any way, in any event. All right, guys, have a great day.